Good morning, this is Caitlin and Bianca with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Queensland is set to be hit by widespread rain and storms this week as two major cold fronts trigger severe weather nationwide. The first front has already crossed into southeast Queensland, with showers and thunderstorms expected to intensify today and tomorrow, with the second front arriving midweek to deliver rainfall and heavy cloud cover across every state. Severe wind and potentially snow are expected in alpine regions towards the south of the country. The co-founder of the Australian Greens, Drew Hutton, has been formally expelled from the Queensland Greens Party after harmful comments were made on social media about transgender people. Drew Hutton's Life membership was cancelled by delegates of the Queensland State Branch on Sunday and rejected Hutton's efforts to maintain his membership. Queensland Greens convener Jemima Burden said Hutton's expulsion represented that trans rights were non-negotiable and that nobody should be subjected to violence or hate speech. Greens leader Larissa Waters backed the expulsion and has reaffirmed that the expulsion was backed by the party's membership. In national news, the following story discusses domestic and family violence. Homelessness Australia has this morning reported that 45% of women and girls seeking homelessness support have experienced family or domestic violence. Homelessness Australia also found that there is a 20% increase in women and girls seeking support who were already homeless. This reporting attributed the rising in these figures to rising rent, domestic violence, and insufficient early intervention services. Homelessness Australia CEO Kate Colvin acknowledged the Labor Party's investment in social housing and homelessness services, but determined that insufficient assistance was meaning women and girls were being forced to return to violent homes. "Investment has not kept pace with demand," said Colvin. Homelessness Australia today has launched three critical action calls to combat the issue.
Pharmacists in Western Australia have been granted an expansion on medications they can prescribe in an attempt to ease the state's pressured health system. WA Health Minister Meredith Hammett announced the program's expansion on Monday, saying it would provide people with more options to access healthcare. The new program will allow pharmacists to treat certain skin conditions, ear infections, and asthma, expanding on their current treatments of urinary tract infections, resupply of oral contraceptives, and administering certain vaccines. Ms. Hammett said during consultation, the Australian Medical Association and the College of Royal General Practitioners had raised concerns about the program. President of the AMA, Kyle Hoth, has said that the bigger issue is the lack of doctors and GPs, and that should be the focus. In international news, more than 11 million refugees risk losing access to humanitarian aid owing to a dramatic funding crisis. In a report released on Friday, it revealed that only 23% of funding had been received, with Dominique Hyde, Director for the External Relations of the UNHCR, explaining that 11.6 million refugees are losing access to the humanitarian aid provided by the UNHCR. While countries that slashed funding were not named in the report, the crisis has been compounded by a major reduction in funding from the United States. UNHCR has had to stop or suspend about $1.4 billion worth of aid programs, with a 60% reduction in financial aid and emergency relief supplies in countries such as Bangladesh and Myanmar. UNHCR funding cuts are predicted to have a disproportionate effect on women and girls, with the agency having to cut one quarter of its support for gender-based violence. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a chance of showers coming in the next few hours. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. There is no fire danger today and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Thank you for that. There's a few very important stories in there. That's very good. You know, homelessness and workers' rights around the world. But hey, I will note that when you were talking about WA pharmacists, like, wouldn't it? It would be great if this was a visual spectrum sometimes, because you noticed me frantically looking up, and then you said oral contraceptives, and you knew what I was looking up, didn't you?
Yeah, I could feel it in my soul.
Was there a bit of a feminism thing happening? I've got to have oral contraceptives, or it's not worth a pinch of salt.
Yeah,
absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. It is a great start. You know, any access to that women can get to support their health is wonderful. So good on the WA pharmacist. Thank you for bringing us such great news. And a couple of you are sticking around. Some of the Brisbane, the Z Lines crew is sticking around for Brisbane Lines. So, yeah, we'll hear more professional news at midday. So thank, and for the rest, we'll see you next Tuesday. Okay, and we'll go to a track here on Workers' Power for Triple Z.
Before we go any further, you must know, this one comes with a language and content warning. Shoo-dee-doo-wop-bop, shoo-dee-doo-wop-bop.